Psychotherapy, a radio drama by Jeff Green. What do they want from me? I can't give them any more. They drain me dry. They suck the life from me. They want nothing more than to see me penniless, emotionally bankrupt, out of a job, out of the running, out of my mind.
Mark, you're not listening.
Listening? I pay you to listen, Dr. Pilar. Why should I listen to you? What could you possibly say to me? That you want more money? More time? More pain?
You're angry again.
Of course I'm angry. Spend 3 years and 10,000 bucks in the stupid therapy and I get what? Mandy takes a hike. I see my son twice a month and my bank manager once a week. On top of that, my boss figures I blew the Barstow account. And now I'm stuck in domestic marketing where everybody hates me. The bloody apartment I just took has more roaches than running water. There's a guy upstairs that is determined to drive me out a window with his flamenco dance parties. And even if I could sleep, I'd wake up screaming from the nightmares. Oh, yeah, Doc. I got a million reasons to be cheerful.
Can we talk, please, Mark? I want your thoughts on this idea.
Oh, yeah. The great new idea. Shuffle the incurable neurotic off to some big money specialist at a secluded resort. What's the matter, Doc? The check's not regular enough for you?
I'll repeat it again, though I suspect you heard me well enough. We're making no progress here, Mark, and you know it. Now, I'm acquainted with a Dr. Strado, who's working out of the Hester Institute up in Treble County. He's developed an experimental new technique which has shown some remarkable results with people in your condition.
Hester, I've heard of it. Where? Experiments. Oh, great. Some kind of electrochemical thing. Drug me, zap me, make me well.
It's a completely benign approach using hypnosis, sound waves, and massage. The entire treatment lasts only 52 hours, and the success rate is something on the order of 80%. Remarkable, really. Unfortunately, it is quite expensive.
Of course it is. Bleed me dry.
The information will be with my secretary. I have to be honest with you, Mark. You've shown an almost obsessive refusal to respond to any course of treatment that I've tried. You obviously want to be helped, or you wouldn't keep coming back. This new treatment is probably your last chance. Today will be our last session. I'd be happy to hear of your progress. Please keep in touch. Good day.
Turfed again. Shown the door. Why does everyone have it in for old Mark Allen? I even get rejected by my therapist. Guess I'll just pick up my walking papers, get in my car, and drive myself insane. Institute. Where do I remember that name? Wait a minute. It's that maximum security to it, deep in the woods on the side of a mountain. It's for the criminally insane. Yeah, I remember a thing on TV about that place. They do experiments there on the inmates. That's just great. probably the creepiest place on the planet. And they've got my name on the reservation list. And hey, look at me. I'm driving there. I haven't got paranoid delusions. I'm just plain crazy.
Mr. Allen? Yes! You're expected. It's right here. This is it. Here, right? Oh, wow. Well, I think you're the only one expected today. Isn't that nice? I suppose I better call someone. Will you wait over there in a comfy chair, or are you going to stand there gaping at me all day?
I'll sit down.
Actually, I don't mind if you stand there. It's just that I'm new here, you see, and they didn't tell me how all this stuff works. So I'm frankly having a lousy day, but don't let me bother you with my problems. You just sit comfortably, and I'll get Dr. Shock down here to give you the grand tour. Yes, indeed. Just one moment. Doctor, hello. Hello? Doctor? Hello?
Strange.
Hello?
What was that doctor's name?
Hello?
Check out these magazines.
Hello?
Soldier of Fortune? Babes in Bondage?
Hello? Hello?
This is hardcore pornography.
Hello? Doctor?
My God. Miss, your phone is ringing.
You hear that too?
You've reached the Hister Institute.
Doctor?
Closed right now, but
Doctor?
Your name and number,
Dr. Shock!
What?
There you are.
I'm doing some important work down here, Lucretia, so what do you want?
Yes, Doctor, we have a visitor.
Oh, I'll be right there.
Yes, sir. Yes. Hello. Sorry if our receptionist gave you any trouble. Mr.
Allen. Mark.
Mr. Rallinmar. Well, she's just started, you know. I think she's a bit unstable. The kind who might have a less pleasant use for a letter opener, if you know what I mean. This way now. This way. What did you say your name was?
Allen. Mark.
Allen. Mark. Is that German? Now, just exactly what can we do for you here at the Maelstrom?
Maelstrom? Isn't this the Hister Institute?
Yes, of course, a colloquialism. Though I dare say there have been enough changes to warrant a new name, huh? Yes, many changes. Why are you here?
I have an appointment with Dr. Emil Strato. I am to undertake his so-called homeopathic hypnosynchrony program beginning today. I'm paying a rather sizable percentage of my net worth for the privilege.
Strato? Strato? Oh, you're referring to Dr. Strappado.
Strappado? I'm sure
yes,
it was...
Yes, he's left the permanent staff here, though he is still available for consultation, I believe. But his treatment, well, it's no longer in use, you see.
No longer in use? I was led to believe that it is extremely current.
Current? Now you're closer to the truth of it.
What was your name again?
This way now. Watch your step.
Is the place always in this kind of disarray? Looks like a hurricane blew through. All these cables on the floor and
we're in the process of renovation. Many of the treatment rooms are now out of date.
And just what treatment are you using now, Doctor?
We're experimenting with several variations on some of the tried and true techniques that were once used quite liberally on the patients in the prison wing.
The criminals.
One might as well refer to them as victims, eh? You might be surprised to learn that not so very long ago, there was indiscriminate testing being done here. Often gruesome operations, Nazi-style experiments on the poor unfortunates incarcerated in the adjacent buildings. Many did not recover.
I had no idea.
Those who didn't care. Just criminals. Insane criminals. Lower than monkeys, lower than rats. Stab them with needles, wire them to current generators, dope them and cook them and dip them in oil. Oh, those were dark times, I tell you.
but things changed.
Oh, yes, there was that brief season of change, heralded largely by your Dr. Strapado with his holoscopic hypochondria.
You mean the homeopathic...
Oh, yes, for a while things were quite comfortable around here for the patients. The incidence of violence dropped dramatically. Inmates were allowed unprecedented liberties. Security was greatly reduced. In its place, a cross-the-board policy of trust and compassion.
You didn't approve?
It was a sham, a trick, a smokescreen. Many of the inmates knew the truth. Oh, they had been the subject of cruel experiments, and they knew this was all a practical joke, softening them up for even worse tortures to come.
And that's what you thought?
What I thought doesn't matter. I warned them there'd be trouble.
What kind of troubles?
An uprising, of course. I doubt very much whether you are capable of even imagining the violence. Remember that many of the men and women imprisoned here already had extensive experience in the taking of human life. They showed no mercy once they were unleashed on the unsuspecting staff. The grotesque variety of their bloodthirsty atrocities staggers the imagination. One whole wing specialized in creative amputation. A surgical laser was turned into a slow execution device. Unspeakable acts of sexual perversion, often leading to the unfortunate victim's screaming death, were commonplace. I tell you, the halls ran red.
But how long ago did this all take place?
Oh, not long ago, not long ago at all. We're still cleaning up, as you have seen.
But how could I have not heard of this? You're describing one of the most horrible incidents of mass violence in modern history.
We are very isolated out here. We're careful not to attract attention. The media would only have compounded our problems. No doubt in time some news of our little rebellion will reach the popular press, but by then we hope to have had time to deal with it in our own way.
I see. I presume it was this incident that brought about your change in treatment.
You understand perfectly. We felt a return to more dramatic methods was appropriate to the situation.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Here we are. I've brought you to our main treatment complex. I'd best make sure we aren't interrupting any delicate procedures. Would you mind sitting out here for a minute?
Not at all.
Be right with you.
What's going on here? Did I imagine that conversation? This debris? Those sounds? Is that man having me on? Strato is now Strapado. Strapado. Wasn't that an old medieval word? What did it mean? And this uprising. How could such a monstrous event take place and not be reported? Maybe this is all part of the treatment. Yes, of course. After all, they're supposed to be curing me of paranoid delusions. They're trying to drive me to the edge of mania. This is all an elaborate stage play for my benefit. Huh. Well, they won't find me quite so easy to break. If this is all a game, why are they making it so obvious? What did that woman say this doctor's name was?
Alan. Yes, Mr. Allen, please come this way. Sorry to keep you waiting. In here. I want to introduce you to my good friend and colleague, Professor Chemo.
Mr. Allen.
Professor Chemo? What is this room? What's happened to that man?
Yes, well, this is our principal treatment development room. It looks a little scattered, if you will, because we are presently experimenting with new equipment.
We must find a new threshold. In time, we will be lords and masters of a new global nation of pain.
Professor, please. You must excuse the professor. He has some eccentric ideas, but he is a great scientist in his own right. Are you not, Professor? And this poor unfortunate you see here is Mr. Valdemar. He was one of the first victims of the catastrophic uprising I told you about. He was on staff here, an early target of the enraged inmates. I must say that only the ongoing attention of Professor Chemo here has kept him alive as long as this.
Gosh, he looks horrible. Why are his limbs so contorted? The shoulders.
Oh, it's terrible and hideous to tell. The inmates tied his hands behind his back. By the same rope, they raised him to the roof of the gymnasium. Then they dropped him such that the rope stopped his fall just short of the ground. The arms were, of course, horribly dislocated at the shoulder. It is, I understand, an ancient torture technique. He suffered many other injuries, mutilations, as you can see. It's not been a simple task allowing him to live even this long, has it, Professor?
But what are you doing to him? These straps, these wires. You've got half a dozen tubes stuck in him.
An experimental revitalization program. By carefully timing the application of high voltages and various neurologically stimulating chemical agents, we have been able not only to keep this patient alive, but even to bring him spontaneously to consciousness at our discretion, as I shall demonstrate now.
Professor, do you think that's wise?
Jesus. What have they done to this man? His eye snapped open when they shot that voltage through him. Shaking all over. Oh, and he stinks.
Professor Chemo?
He hasn't been clean for days.
Far at last.
By the look of the way those straps have dug into his flesh, he hasn't been moved for that long. He's looked burned.
Seems
to be wearing a doctor's coat. The name tag is charred.
Those were my thoughts.
I can just make something out.
We are beginning to run low on experimental subjects.
He's going to die. Look at his eyes. He wants to die. Oh, he's looking at me. He's surprised. Moving his lips. Trying to speak to me. Must get closer. Yes? Can you speak? What is it?
Paul!
I'm sorry? What was that? Paul? Paul what?
Professor Chemo, perhaps it's time to terminate our treatment of Mr. Valdemar. For humanitarian reasons, of course. No sense in needlessly prolonging the inevitable. He's beyond our aid.
At once, Dr. Shock.
God! You're mad! You're murderers!
Now, Mr. Allen, you are hardly in a position to judge our actions. You've come here to be cured, haven't you? No doubt you suffer from behavior-inhibiting neuroses, psychotic delusions, and paranoid fantasies that appear indistinguishable from reality. Can you be completely certain that anything you believe you have seen here has actually taken place? Is it not more likely that your considerable anxieties at undertaking an experimental treatment in an unfamiliar setting have caused you to generate an elaborate fantasy scenario that supports your basic belief that the whole world is out to get you, where your doctors appear to be cruel torturers whose only intention is to cause you infinite pain? Believe me, we have seen this before. If you'll just relax and put yourself in our hands.
Stay away from me! I don't know what's really going on here, but my delusions have never been like this. You may be playing some twisted game with my head. I know this charade you're acting out is actually the experimental treatment I'm paying for.
So you found us out.
But I don't care. Whatever you're doing, for whatever reasons, I have decided. I want out.
Professor?
Here, Doctor.
What? Oh!
Stab.
Where did you come from?
Needle.
What have you done? What have you given me? Oh, no. No. Oh.
drugged by those crazy doctors, right? This isn't all some bizarre nightmare. This is really happening to me. It's true I've had some pretty powerful delusions in the past, but like this? No way. Unless I've really cracked. In which case, I might never know. Oh, it doesn't matter. I've got to deal with it one way or another. Nightmare, hallucination, delusion. I've still got to deal with it, work my way out of it, through it. What is that? What that man said before they killed him. Poe, what did he mean? Probably trying to say something else and couldn't get it out. Poe, little old me. Poe. Police. He wanted me to call the police? Possible. Something about that man. The way he was tortured. What did that doctor call him? Valdemar? Valdemar? Why is that name familiar? It's in a title, a film, or a story. The facts in the case of M. Valdemar. Yeah. It was a horror story I read as a kid about a man who has himself hypnotized at the moment of death and in this weird fashion lives on. It was written by... Of course, Poe. Edgar Allan Poe. But why say that? A warning? A clue? Careful. These men made up my name from a story by Poe. Must be more. What other Poe stories can I remember? The Black Cat? The Pit and the Pendulum? Let's hope they didn't read that one. The Gold Bug? The Premature Burial? Oh, my God. What if they've done that and I'm buried alive right now? Don't panic. Can't wake up from this drug haze. Gotta keep calm. Keep thinking. Other Poe stories. What was that one with the huge whirlpool? Descent into the Maelstrom. That's what that doctor called this place. Maelstrom. More clues. To what? Fall of the House of Usher. The Telltale Heart. The Mask of the Red Death. He wrote so many stories. They were all about death and fear and madness. Wait a minute. That one set in the madhouse. Yes. The isolated sanatorium where the inmates took over and tortured their doctors. My God, that's it. That's what he was trying to tell me. He was a doctor. On his name tag, I could just make out an S, a D, Strato. And the way they tortured him with a rope behind the back, raising and dropping. That was an old medieval technique called, that's right, the strappado. God help him. That Poe story, what was it called? Dr. Tarr. The system of Dr. Tarr and Professor Feather. Yes! And what do we have here? Dr. Shock and Professor Chemo. Shock therapy. Chemotherapy. Psychos doing psychotherapy. Oh, Lord, oh, God. I'm not going to make it out of here. I'm not going to get out of here. Perhaps Poe can help.
Now,
Now, explain to me again, Mr. Allen, while we're waiting for word from your Dr. Pilar, just how it was you managed to avoid being slaughtered by these lunatics, if, as you say, you are not yourself an inmate.
Well, I remembered the stories, you see. All the stories by Poe.
Poe?
Edgar Allan Poe, the writer. They're all quite obsessed with him, you see, or at least that shock character. He was thick with the stuff. He'd read everything. So I just fed it back to him, told him what he wanted to hear, made him happy.
Uh-huh. And just what did you tell him?
Oh, everything. At least everything I could remember. Like that my name was really Usher, and I'd gone quite mad, and been sent here after I'd accidentally buried my sister alive, and that I lived in terror that the same thing would happen to me. So I had murdered my wife, and walled her body up in the basement with her black cat, alongside my rival who was lured there with the promise of a cask of Amontillado wine, and that I couldn't sleep at night because I perpetually heard the beating of their hearts, and that I hoped to escape because I had a gold bug which held a secret map to a buried pirate treasure, which I had found in a bottle from a man named Gordon Pym, after he had been stowed away in a boat that had been sucked into a giant whirlpool and swept to the North Pole. And that as soon as I got the money, I was going to take a balloon across the Atlantic to Paris to visit the Rue Morgue, where an orangutan of mine had committed a number of unspeakable murders. But that, frankly, I didn't expect to make it, because as I understood it, the doctors here were going to submit me to terrible tortures, such as were used during the Spanish Inquisition, like the razor-sharp pendulum or the burning pit of doom, and then to hypnotize me so that I would live on even after death. But that the final joke would be on them, because I'm, in fact, a carrier of that most contagious of plagues known as the Red Death.
I see.
Well, it's all I could remember. Oh, and I started calling them Dr. Tar and Professor Feather, just for good measure.
And then what happened?
Well, they released me, of course, and took me into their confidence, since I was obviously in such sympathy with their cause. They're really not so bad, you know, once you get to know them. And I intend to defend them strongly before the Board of Inquiry. I truly believe there is a place in society for these men.
Oh, you do? And just what might that be?
Why, psychotherapy, of course. Can't you tell? Finally, after all this time, and against all hope, I've been cured.
In Psychotherapy, you heard Dave Hudson as Mark Allen.
Just great.
Chuck Collins as Dr. Pilar.
You know it.
Neil Kelly as Dr. Shock. And Mitzi Hauser as the receptionist.
Isn't that nice?
The music was by Charles Fairfield. Psychotherapy was written, produced, and engineered by Jeff Green. Just another of the
weird words
from
Stranger Media. To find out more about the works of Jeff Green, go to strangermedia.com.